We are at the bottom of Chaf Amid Beis. And we are going to start 2, 4, 5 lines from the bottom of the Amid, last word in line Ki. Now the Gemara had said previously, the Gemara said that Rava said to Raphim Bar Papa, tell us about some of the good deeds of Rav Huna. And he said, I don't recall what he was like when he was a young man, but I do recall what he was like when he was an older person, and he said some of the good deeds of Rav Huna. So Gemara says, Kihavi lei, or Kihavi mosid asusa, havi mali kuza de maya vatara lei besefa de besa, vamakol de boy lei suvalishko. So, it seems to be that what he used to do is when he had medicines, he would fill them up in a jug, and he would place them on by his door, and whoever wanted was able to come and take from the medicine for free. I recall in Neve Yaakov, where we used to live, so we lived on the same streets as David Kaplan, which those of you who know David Kaplan from our Samech Beis Yisrael, so he had a similar type of thing. He had a gemach. If a person needed, let's say, penicillin or something, he would have it, he would just call him up and he would put it on the outside of his door and you would take it, and then when you get your prescription the next day, you would just replace it and so on, hanging up medicine on the side of your door.
Probably
illegal measures. Okay. Tell that to Rav Huna. Okay, I hear. Yeah. Vigadarmi milsa de shivsa havi gamar havi manachkuza de maya vadoile. I'm called it sarich lei, called it sarich lisi vileo. Let's just see Rashi on this. Rashi says, milsa de shivsa minig shidim shemazikim lamisha yechal the inanatal yadav. So, shidim attack, or encounter individuals don't wash their hands properly. he would hang up a jug of water so that people would be able to always wash their hands, so that people would not have a sakana, when he would have bread, he would say, whoever wants can come and eat and join me. So Amr Rava Kulam at Sin Lemakaimi, I'm able to do these things of hang up medicines and putting up jugs of water and so on. But opening up my house and saying, whoever wants can come in whenever they want, Lebarmiya, that I can do. Dili Matsina Lamavid Mishum Dinafishu Bnei Chela Demachaiza. So our gear says, Mishum Dinafisha, there's a lot of Bnei Chela in Machaiza. Now Rashi says, Mishum Dinafisha B'nei Mechayza, Rashi doesn't have the gears to B'nei Chela. So Rashi says, the Ika Aniyei Tvei. There are a lot of Aniyim, the Kamichli Karna, and they're going to just eat up all of the principle, and they're going to wipe me out. There's so many Aniyim in Mechayza. Some of Mefarshim ask on Rashi, they say, number one, Mechayza was a place of wealthy individuals. Wealthy Anashim Mifunakim, we saw. So how does that fit? Number two, Rashi, the Mashah says, yes, that's one thing that the Mashah says, Matinah de b'nei mechayiz ashirim ha'avuk damina p'sipek basra de balakama, and so on.
Which means that there would have been suffered for the poor people.
I'm sorry?
That means there probably would have been provision made for the poor.
What do you mean there would have been provision?
The fact that rich people doesn't mean they weren't poor people as well.
Yeah, but it just says about the B'nai Mechayz in general, they were well-to-do individuals.
So why were there many poor people?
Why would there be so many poor people in Mechayz? And the Mashah says that the Veloshin B'nai Chela Le Mashmekin. They point out, as we just mentioned, that Rashi didn't have the girsa of Chela. Does it mean Chayolin? There were lots of soldiers who passed by in that particular town, and because of that it would be too difficult to have an open-door policy. Al Kapanim, that was the Anhaga of Rav Huna. Okay, the Gemara says, Ilfa, Rabbi Yechanan, Avigar, Sibay, Rice. Ilfa and Rabbi Yechanan were learning. And the Mefarshim Ramadai, the fact that it prefaces Ilfa to Rabbi Yochanan, it seems to be that Ilfa was a bigger Talmud Chacham. He was greater than Rabbi Yochanan, and that's going to be pretty clear from the Hemshech HaGemara. But that's just one of the diyukim. Ilfa Rabbi Yochanan Vigar Sibir Raisa. Dechikuluhu Mil Setuva. And times were particularly tough. Amri, and they said, Nekum Nezel V'Nevad Iska. Let's go to business. Let's go to business. Let's go and work. Rashi says, there shouldn't be amongst yourselves avyenim. Mashah explains, the Gemara says in Eilim Tzias that if you lost an item and your father lost an item, so you are entitled, you should go and search after your item first, because the pasuk says, Ephes ki lo yeh becha. She says, "Hizayr atzmecha shalei tovei lidei anias," meaning you should try and make sure that you don't come to anias. So they were saying, "Look, times are really tough; it's very difficult. Let us go and engage in parnasa in order to prevent ourselves from becoming impoverished." So what happened? Oslo, they went. Isivu. They went and they were sitting under a bad wall, like we saw yesterday. And the Gvuras Ari and others say, well, surely the case must have been that they didn't actually realize that it was a bad wall. As we mentioned yesterday, you're not allowed to sit under such places because Ein Simchan al Anes and so on. But they didn't realize that, and that's where they sat. Havika Karche Rifta, and they were eating. Asutrei Malachi Asharis, discussion who these Malachi Asharis were, and it says that they came. Some say the two Malachi Asharis which were constantly Malav a person, some say it was two Kitois, two groups of Malachi Asharis. Not so clear. If it's the ones who were in the company, why would it say Asu, they came? Not sure. Shamei Rabbi Yechanan Da'amar. Rabbi Yechanan heard, Tarma Chad L'Chaveda, one said to the other, Nishdi Alayu Haiguda V'Niktalinu. Let us go and topple the wall over these two. Shemenichin chayei olam. Many take out the word haba, because usually we just refer to chayei olam vis-a-vis chayei shah. Let us go and topple the wall, because they're leaving over chayei olam va'oiskin v'chayei shah. And they are planning on engaging in chayei shah. Right. He says, chayei olam is teira, chayei shah, olam hazeh, zeh schayra. So they are leaving over Talmud Torah, which they are involved in, and they are about to engage in a livelihood, and therefore let's go and topple the wall of them. That was what they suggested.
Did the two rabbis?
We don't know. It just says the two malachim came. Two malachim shares came. So that's who we mentioned. That is a question in the Mepharshim, exactly who these were. The Mashal says, Hainu Shnei Kiteis Malachi Asharis, Hamayminim, V'Hamasmeilim, and so on. So the question which many Mepharshim deal with was, what exactly was wrong with them deciding to stop learning and to go to work? After all, it was Techikul and Milsa, you're not supposed to be mapped yourself, Alat Sibur, and so on, and so on. There's a tshuva in Igres Moshe, in Yerdea. Chele Gimel, Simon Pebez, and where he speaks about Isser Levatel Milimutera Lasig Belimudecho. And he was asked as to, you know, what is a person allowed to stop learning, and kind of in schools also, what is one allowed to do? And he says the following. I'll just read a couple of lines. He says, "Hine yadu al oilam atera mashu dibarti harbe pa'amim rufnei b'nei tera v'inyan limudi chol." I've spoken many times about this subject. Asher l'b'nei tera v'gam l'b'nei ha'yeshivas ha'kadoshis asher re'uyin l'hizgadol sham b'ter b'yirshamayim tahera. Those who are in yeshivas hari etzim limudi chol af kishaleke limudi kfira v'gam l'i tarevis noshim. It's not a co-ed school, and you're not learning any different kvira. Who iser? Deminichin chay olam shu iser af la'achish nizgad lo batera b'madrega gedola. V'ayin tainis daf chafala from an aleph And even though over there it was seemingly Lizman Kotzer, Ulehe Chreach Parnasasai, Shahayu Anim Gedalim, they were impoverished, Lahach Yisatzman, Ubne Beisam, Shemitam Zelay Nanish Ilfa, we see he wasn't actually punished as such, but he says, Aval Lebachurim Vavrechim Tseirim. Lebachurim Vavrechim Tseirim, young either Bachrim or a young Avrechim, Shaadain Le Lamdu Kol Hatzerech. They haven't yet sat. They haven't learned sufficiently. And I guess that is something which obviously requires guidance in a shail at the time. You won't become a Talmud Chacham. It's impossible. The tzorach was that kol keichas hanefesh, shechanan Hashem yizbarach v'dasi b'havanas hadvarim, and so on. And you know, that's what he goes on to mention. Save davru pashit she'af she'saskin in the enemim zel klal Yisrael, and so on. Lemaisa for bnei Torah, you're supposed to sit and learn. And you know, once a person has been mamala krisoi, and so on, and then that's a different story. But upon him, it's interesting. He brings a proof from this discussion over here. Now. Okay, off they went, and this is what the Malach HaShara said. So, Amrele Iduch Shaftinu, the Ikabul Chad, to Kaimelu Shaita. Leave them both, because one of them is a Kaimelu Shaita. Rashi says, Osidli is Gadol, the Einazmani Lamas. So, one of them is going to become a great Talmud Chacham, and therefore we should leave them both. Rabbi Yechon Shama, Ilfale Shama. Rabbi Yechon heard this discussion of the Malachim, and Ilfa didn't hear. Omer lei Rabbi Yechon le Ilfa Shama Mar Midi, again another Duke, Shama Mar, he referred to Ilfa as Mar, implying that Ilfa was the greater of the two. Did the master hear this discussion? Omer lei Eloi, he says no. So Omer Rabbi Yechon said, Mid Shami Ano, the Ilfa le Shama, Shmamino le Didi Kaimali Shaita. It must be that they are referring to me. I'm the one who's going to be Kaimeli Shaita. Again, Mefarshim ask, why is it that Rabbi Yechon did not tell Ilfa? If he heard about it, so why didn't he tell Ilfa about it? The Pesach Inayim, which I believe is the same one of the Svarim of the Chidah, says that Rabbi Yechon thought that from the fact that Ilfa didn't hear it, it must mean that Min HaShemayim, they didn't want him to know about it, meaning, you know, it's not for naught that I heard, and he didn't hear, even though Lamaisa he is greater than me, so therefore it's not necessarily for me to be Megala, but, you know, not so clear. Why would he not, you know, or some say because Ilfa was older and only one of them was supposed to be the Rosh Hashiva, somehow that would have brought about the death of Ilfa. I didn't quite understand that shot, but I'll call upon him. That's what he said. He said, it must be Shmamino Lelidi Kaimali Shaita. So Amalei Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon says, you know what, Ehader Uki ben Avshoy, I'm going to go back, and I'm prepared to be mekabel upon myself, ki lo yechtol evyon mikerev aretz, there will not cease to be poor people, and I'm prepared to do that. Another question Mefarshim ask is, well, that's not really true, because the reason why you're doing it is because you heard you're going to become the Rosh Hashiva, and if you become the Rosh Hashiva, they're going to take care of you financially. So why did he mention that? Okay. Rabbi Yechon hadar Ilfa le hadar. Rabbi Yechon went back to learn. Ilfa did not. Adas Ilfa. In the interim period, Malach, Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon was appointed as the Rosh Hashiva. Amru lei. So Rashi says, Amru lei anshi hamakim le Ilfa. The people said to Ilfa, E, what does the Bach do? E, Yosef. E Yosef Mar, Vigaris Loihavi Malach Mar. Meaning, had you stayed to learn, then they would have appointed you as the Rosh Hashiva, not Rabbi Yechon. Rashi says, Im Hoyisa Yoshev Isaac Batera Hainam Amlicham Ischa. Kemesha Sin Rabbi Yechon, the Ilfa Havi Gomer Tfeim Rabbi Yechon. He was a bigger Talmud Chacham, and he would have got it. Ozil Tolenafshoi Biskario Disvinta. So he went and he suspended himself from the top of a sail of a ship. Why did he do that? So the Marsha says, Al Shem, Mashi Sibim Sakhzir bin Lima Iver Layamhi, Labisachranimhi. Meaning you won't find Torah by individuals who are busy going to business and going on trips. Neira Hayam Sachronim Ulizer Ramaz Lam Gam Shahisi Sechale Shachti Girsasi. Even if I'm involved in business, I haven't forgotten anything. I am still holding with them. So that was the remez that he gave them. What did he say? He said, Amar e ikud shali be masnis to bchiv rabbi shvele pashitn le be masnisin nafilnem iskaria the svinta v'tavana. He said, if anyone is able to ask me, you mentioned to me a brisa, one of the ikar brises of rabbi and rabbi shvele, and I'm not able to source a mishnah, I'm not able to bring quote a mishnah which is the source of this brisa. Because we know everything in the Brises is mentioned and alluded to in the Mishnayos. So he said, if I'm not able to do that Asa, I will go and I will be mapping myself from the ship, the Tavana. Again, another question, what does that mean? If he's allowed to commit suicide, what's he doing? I saw a few answers, but I didn't see any answers which I was quite happy with. Asa hu saba, an elder came, tonale, and he said over the following brisa: Haymatnu shekel lebanai b'shabbos. If a person instructs someone, says, every week you should give a shekel to my sons. Rashi says, about 8 lines in the bottom of the right hand column: Haymatnu shekel lebanai misha meiz v'niach memoinai b'yad ish nema. The Amatnu Shekel, which is a Chatisel, Labanai, Leitzah, B'Shavu, every week, give my children a shekel. Continues the Brisa, the Hein Ru'uyin Las Islahem Sela. And really, they need a Sela, because there's several children, and a shekel is going to be insufficient. The Din is Nesim Lehem Sela. You can give more, Bashi says, the Havi B'Daiti, the Le Lemeisen Lehu, El Shekel, Hayim Etzava, Al Titnu Lehen, El Shekel. If there was a maximum amount, then the fellow would have said, don't give them any more than a shekel. The fact that he said, give them a shekel, as opposed to giving them a sell, it's because, he either thought that was sufficient, or he wanted them to be industrious, he wanted to be mazaris, then that they should also work, but it wasn't a maximum amount that he was telling them. That is one din in the Bryce. Now, the Imam are out in Ulam Ala Shekel. If he says only give them a shekel, in Islam Ala Shekel, so then you only give them a shekel. Now, Iim Amar Mesu Yishrach Reim Tachteyam, if he says, and if they die, then I would like different people to yashin them. So you see already he's quite happy for his money to go elsewhere. So then we say, Bein Sha'amar Tnu, Bein Sha'amar Al Titnu, meaning even if he says Tnu, we already see that he's not so forthcoming with his money vis a vis his children in this case. And therefore, ein nesim hem ela shekel. You only give them a shekel. So this is what the Saba asked Ilfa. Where is this alluded to? Where is this alluded to in the Mishnah? Amalei, Amani, Rabbi Meiri, the Amar Mitzvah Lekayim de Rabbi. So it says this is Nirmaz in the Mishnah in Maseches Gittin. Rabbi Meir says Mitzvah Lekayim de Rabbi. And that there is your answer. So, we see that Ilfa, not so clear exactly what the Gemara, how the Gemara wants to leave off. In other words, the Gemara is saying that Ilfa did not go back to learn. He went out to business, and he challenged anyone to be able to ask him questions, and without him being able to find the proof in the Mishnah, someone did, and he was successful in defending his position. But nevertheless, we still see that Rabbi Yochanan, who was not as great as Ilfa, nevertheless, he was the one who became the Rosh Hashiva because he committed himself. Amru al Nachum Ish Gamzu. And they say about Nachum Ish Gamzu, Shahaya Suma Mishte Einav, he was blind in both eyes, Gide Mishte Yadav, his arms were amputated, keteya, mishtei raglav, as were his legs, v'chal gufei mali shchin, and he had boils all over his body, v'hayimutl bebayis ru'ua, and he was living in a lousy house, which was ra'ua, and in fear of falling. We'll come back to that. V'ragli mitasi menachin besafalim shalmayim, and the legs of his bed were in jugs of water, kadesh layalo alav nemalav, because otherwise the fear was that the ants would come and he would not be able to defend himself because he didn't have his hands and so on. Just to mention, as the Gemara is going to tell us, that Nachamish Gamzu, his hanhaga was, as we know, he would always say, Gamzu Lateva. Gamzu Lateva. So the Chidah says, Shamati ki bodik bishmei halei tira nochum gematria gam zu latoiv. The gematria of Nochum, Nochum is 104, is the gematria of gam zu latoiv, which is 103, ima kailor with a kailor. Mikan tira ki mina shemayim mizamnin hashem befi avi haben uboi romas kol in yonai. See from here, this concept of mina shemayim, a name which is given, is min hashamayim, and there's a certain amount of hashkacha. So, bikshu talmidav lefaneis mitasai. The talmidim wanted to take his bed out of this house because it was a bayis ru'ua, as we've been discussing. You're not allowed to be in a bayis ru'ua. So, bikshu talmidav lefaneis mitasai to take him out. Achikach lefaneis asakelim, and then to subsequently take the kelim out of the house. Amalem banai said the opposite. Penuas akelim. First, take out the kelim, the achakach penuas mitasi, and then afterwards take out my bed. Shemuftach lachem kol zman shni bebayis. So long as I'm in the bayis, ein habayis nefal. The house is not going to crumble whilst I'm in the house. Penuas akelim, the achakach penuas mitasi. So that's what they did. They were mafana the kelim first, and then afterwards they removed him. Venaf labayis. What's that?
Why didn't you
stay
there?
Oh, so the question is, why didn't he stay there? So let's just read one more line. Amr Lai Tamid of Rebbe, the Chima Achish Tzadi Gomor Ato. Lama Ol Salacha Kach. So they went and they questioned as to why is it, meaning if you have such incredible Hashkacha Pratis. I know it's only after you've left the house that the house collapses, so then surely the Hashkacha Pratis should have prevented you from becoming an amputee in the first place. What happened to you? And so on. So, just to go back to this question of Bobby, why didn't he just stay there in the first place? So, the Marshal says the following. He says, V'loy ha'yahu chash lahadar of Ada. We learned before that Rav Ada didn't want to rely on a miracle and to kind of to go into a house which was rickety and dilapidated, which might collapse at any second, because ein simcha mal hanes, and if you do rely on the nes, it might be menake your schuyos. So that was the anaga of Rav Ada bar Ava, who was a tzadik gomor. And he didn't want to rely on that, says the Masha. But lo hayahu chash lahadar Rav Ada dele'el. The Shema ain't oisim a nes, and even if they do menake nes schuyos of, says the Masha, what's the reason why you shouldn't do this? It's because ultimately Shema Yigra Mechait, which is fascinating. I mean, you might have said, the reason why Ein Simcha Mal HaNeis is because Ein Simcha Mal HaNeis, who's to say you're allowed to rely on an ace? The Masha says, the reason why is because Shema Yigra Mechait, meaning even though there is a certain providence which Tzadikim enjoy, but, and therefore you should be allowed to rely on a miracle insofar as you're a tzaddik. Hashem will treat you therefore with Hashkacha Pratis and save you, but the reason why practically you shouldn't do it is because Shema Yigra Mechait. Maybe you've subsequently fallen and you're no longer the tzaddik you thought you were, and so on. Zagta Masha Aval Nachum Havi Machshiv Atzmei L'Tzaddik Gomor. He knew about himself that he was a tzaddik gomor. Kedek Amru, like they said to him, V'chim achash a tzaddik gomor, being your tzaddik gomor, why is it that you are in the state that you are? And he proves from his Zechas Brachas than if you're a tzaddik gomor, then it's a totally different level of hashkacha. So according to that, then we wouldn't necessarily have an answer for Bobby's question. I mean, if he's a tzaddik gomor, and he's therefore, he knows that Hashem is going to watch over him, then why not just stay there? Why not stay there? that would be a chara ha'ara, according to the way the Mashah is learning. The Iyun Yaakov quotes the Mashah, and he says, Vaday shegam Rav Ada hayat tzadik gomor. In yesterday's Gemara, where we spoke about Rav Ada and Ava, where, you know, Rav told Shmuel, we didn't have to worry so much. We've got Rav Ada bar Ava with us, and he will save us. Clearly, says the Iyun Yaakov, he was clearly a tzadik gomor also. And nevertheless, he didn't want to rely on this. So he says, Mikomakim shayni nachem shesamach atzmei al tzchus yisurim gedolim shesaval. He said, one thing I can do, I can at least rely on the tremendous yisurim which I've suffered. Shloyomus misa kazu biskila hamura. The house is going to collapse and fall on me, and I'm going to die with a bechina of skila, as the Gemara says in a few places in Chas. And again, even according to that, that also wouldn't answer your question, meaning, so if he knew he was a tzaddik gomor and there was going to be this hashkacha pratis, then why not even stay there? And if he knew he was a tzaddik gomor and therefore he's at least not going to die with a misa mishuna, also why wouldn't he stay there? Yeah, so I'm not sure if we have an answer to that question. It almost seems to be that, nevertheless, it would be inappropriate for a tzaddik to publicly display himself like a tzaddik gomor, and therefore Hashem, you're not going to, the house is going to fall on me, you know, I'm a great tzaddik. It wouldn't be an appropriate manner for him to do that lechatchila. Okay, Al Kaponim, they asked him and they said, Lamaisa, we see that you're a tzaddik gomor. Lama also lechakach. So why is it that you are the way you are? What happened? How can this be? I caused this. I brought this about myself. Why? What happened? One time I was going to my shvera's house, and I had three donkeys laden with goods. Echad shal meichel, echad shal mishta, echad shal minim megadim, food, drink, and other delicacies. Ba ani echad va'amad li baderech, and ani approached me va'amri rabbi panaseini, said, give me food. Amar delay hamten ad she'efreik min hamar. He said, you know, give me some time until I unload, and so on. Delay ispakti lifreik min hamar ad she'yatsasa nishmasei. And because I wasn't quick enough, this fellow died. He was starving, hungry. He needed food. It wasn't the time for me to kind of take my time and unload and so on. And I therefore feel that I caused his death. We mentioned before the hanhaga of the Chafetz Chaim, when he would invite poor people to his home on Friday night. He wouldn't sing Shalom Aleichem and Ish Chayil and so on. He would make Kiddush and give them to eat right away. And then afterwards he would do these things for fear that they were so hungry. So he felt responsible for the death of this fellow. So what did he say? Halachti v'nafalti al panav v'amayati eina ish leichosu al einecha. So he went and he fell on his face and he said, my eyes, which were not careful and empathetic, shlechas al einecha, on your eyes, yisum, which should become blind, yodai shlechas al yadecha, my hands, which were not sympathetic to yours, yisgadmu, should be amputated, and so to raglai shlechas al raglecha, yiskatu, valiniskare daiti, and I wasn't satisfied with this self-inflicted punishment. Adshamayti kol gufi yehi malei shchin. All of my body should be covered with shchin.
When you say any shchin, yes? You're saying that it wasn't tuned to empathy enough. So fine, so
The question is, why is it not sufficient that his eyes were not empathetic to his plight? Seems to be that he's looking at every single aspect of how the Ani is feeling. The Ani is tired with his legs, he's walking in search of food, and I should have thought this guy is literally on his last leg, and he doesn't have any ma'isi yodayim, his handiwork, his chaser, and so on. He was literally looking at every single aspect. His stomach, his body is emaciated, and therefore he wanted his body to suffer also. And, it's quite a pill. I mean, we know that a person is not allowed to do something to be mazik your body, and nevertheless, he accepted upon himself this punishment. This is what Nachum Ish Gamzu told the Talmidim. And Amru Lai, they said to him, "Oy lanu, woe to us, shiri'inu chabekach, that we see you in such a state." Amru Lahem, "Oy li, im loy ristuni bekach." No, on the contrary, "Woe to me if you wouldn't see me like this." Again, the Mashal explains and says, "Ratzalem im loy aisi mekabel ein shi ba'olam hazeh." Had I not received my punishment in this world, it would have been much worse for me in Yenevelt. So I know, and as we said, I mean, he was aware of his darga, and he was aware of his level of tzidkus, and we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was medaktik b'tzadikim kechut ha-saira, and therefore he knew that he would be punished in Yenevelt for his lack of zrizus, and hatzalas nefashis, and so on, and therefore the punishment would have been much, much worse. So he said, Baruch Hashem, I got my punishment in this world, and he was very happy about that. Good. V'amai karu lei Nachum Ish Gamzu. Why is he called Nachum Ish Gamzu? The Chonos, the Havi, Salkele, Amr Gamzu, L'Teva. Whatever would happen, he would say, Gamzu, L'Teva. And, there is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, It's based on the Gemara Brachas. The Gemara says that La'olam Yargel Adam. I mean, I think the Shulchan Aruch just says La'olam Yargel Adam Leimer Kol Man Avid Rachman Latav Avid. I seem to remember I tried to come up with a mnemonic to remember this. Was it Kol Man Avid? I don't know, like Kufan. I don't remember, but not a very good mnemonic. But it basically says you should be Margul yourself to say Kol Man Avid Rachman Latavu. Some say there is a difference between Kol Man Avid and Gamzu. Kol Man Ovid was what Rabbi Kiva said, which was a lesser darga than Gamzu L'Tevi. You're able to actually see the goodness in this itself, whereas Kol Man is, I don't see the goodness, but I know conceptually that it's a good thing, and it's fascinating. It's Halach and Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to habituate yourself to say Kol Man Ovid. So Nachum Ish Gamzu used to say Gamzu L'Tevi. So the Gemara explains what was the Ma'aseh. The Chol Mil Zavi Sakalei Amar Gamzu L'Tevi Zim Nechada. They didn't want to send a present to the Caesar. Amruman Yezel, who should take the Deren? Yezel Nachabish Gamzu, the Mulumid Benisim. Meaning, if something bad will happen, he will be able to deal with it. He is the type of individual who is accustomed to Nisim. Asari Shadru Biyadi, Mali Stifta Davanim Tevi Sumargolius. So they sent a Sifta, which Rashi says is an argaz, a chest filled with precious jewels. Also, Bas, Bahudira, right? He went and he lodged. Bas is to lodge. So, Bas, Bahudira, Belelya. Kamohanech, Diorai, Vishaklinu, Lesifte, Umalunu, Afra. So, people in this inn went and they took out all of the jewels and they filled it up with dirt. And they filled it up with dirt. Kimato Hasan, when he got there, Sharin Lesifta, they opened up the chest, Chazina de Mali Afra, and they saw that it was filled with dust. Bo Malka Lemiktalinu Lekulu. So the king's anger was kindled, and he thought he's going to go and kill them all. Amakam Chaychi Bi Yudoya. Where are they? These Jews are mocking us. Amar Gamzu L'Teva. So what was his response? Gamzu L'Teva. Also Elio came, as you mentioned, he was Malumid Benisim, so Elio came to save him. Idmulei Kechad Minayu, and he appeared to be one of these Romans. Maybe this is the special dust, the miracle dust, which their patriarch Abraham used. Meaning this was, Rashi says, Ma'afat Avram hu kishenilchem im amalachem gili kashin. So maybe this is the type of dust which Avram would use, that he would throw and it would turn into swords and so on. So maybe that's what it is. So have you chada medimta the loyin matzu lemech meshed. It was one particular province which the king was not able to conquer. Abad kumenei, and they used this particular dust, and they threw it, and so on. And with that, Abad kumenei, the kafshua, and they were able to conquer this province. Ailu lebeganze umalu lesifte avon davis margolies v'shadru biyakaraba. So then, as a reward, they filled it back up with precious jewels, and they gave it back to him. When he went back to lodge at that particular Beis Malin in that hotel, my Isis Badach, you know, what have you brought with you? I see you brought back the same chest. The Avdi Ilach, I mean, what happened over there that they did this great honor for you and they gave you back these jewels? So Amaleh, my Dishakti Mehacha, I'm to Lahasam. So he explained to them the story and what happened. So they demolished the houses, and they kind of crushed it up into dirt, and they brought it to the king, hoping that they would get the same reward. Meaning the dirt which was brought to you is from our place, and you know we're bringing you even more dirt. But they checked it out, and it didn't have the same effect. And they wiped out all of those people who sabotaged Nachamish Gamze. Okay. Now we said in the Mishnah, we spoke about if there's a dever, we spoke about if you have at least 500 inhabitants, and you have three people who die over 3 days, meaning one person on 3 consecutive days, then that constitutes a dever. Ezu dever ir hamaitzia chamesh meis ragli, and as we mentioned, b'shem the Magen Mishnah and the Ran, as to what's pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam says that we do not include women in this counting of the 500, either like the Ran said, because it says, I think it was the Mishnah Melech who said, because it says chamesh meis ragli, and ragli is the word which is used in reference to men, or like the Magen Mishnah said, that it says, or like the Ran says, it says hamitzia, and here which is mitzi, which is a reference to those people who are yotzat tzava, who go out to battle. So if there's 500 people with one person dying on 3 consecutive days, that is considered to be a dever. So says the Rabbi, ir gedoyla. The Bachadin, Hamidzia Chamesh Meis Ve'elef Ragli, which has 1,500 people, Kagoyin at Kfar Akko, V'yotzu Hamana Tisha Mesim, B'shleishi Yamim Zechazeh, meaning you have 3 people dying on 3 consecutive days, Harei Zeh Deber. That is considered to be a plague. Whereas B'yem Echad, but if it's people dying on 1 day, that is not considered to be a dever. But if you have a city which has 500 people, and you have 3 people die, one person on 3 consecutive days, whereas if it's on 1 day, or on 4 days, ein ze dever. As Rashi says, ein ze dever, da'akroy ba'almo. Meaning if several people die in 1 day, that is considered to be, quote, a happening. it's not considered to be a dever, and therefore they wouldn't have the dinim of the Mishnah. Derek Harris, Ira Mitzia, Hamesh Meis Ragli Hava. Derek Harris was that type of a city where there were 500 people. The Yatsim Emenu Shleisha Meis in Bi'em Echot. And three people died on one day. So based on what we said, that would not be considered to be a dever, because three people died all on one day. Nevertheless, Gaza Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda Tanisa. He was Gezer Tainis. Amr Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Kaman Karebi Meir. The Amr Richik Negiches of Chayiv Kirv Negiches of Likol Shekein. Meaning we have, let's just see the Rashi. Rashi says, five lines down, six lines down. Richik Negiches of Bishar Amud Koyib of Amakam of Perakates and Aregel Muedes. It says, Ezeu Tam Ezeu Mud. What's a Tam? What's a Mud? Kol Sheidu by Gimel Yamim and Divar Abiyuda. Meaning if it's Nagach on three separate days, three separate occasions. Meaning if it gored three times in one day, we don't say that it's considered to be a mu'ud, because maybe it just had an off day. Maybe it was very angry one day. Whereas Rabbi Meir Omer, no, kol sheidale gimel pamim bi'em echad, b'yudah sabra ksiv oy noida kishor nagahu mitzmol shilshe mitzmol trei shilshem tlas ari gimel yamim Rabbi Meir sabra richik nichesav kishnagach b'gimel yamim se'achazachayav kiv nichesav kishnagach b'gimel pamim echad kol shekein. He says it is a kol shekein if the gore is on three times in one day, for sure it's considered to be a mu'ud. And so on. So he wants to say the same thing is true over here. Seems to be a little bit of a difficult tushtel. And there the discussion is more the teva of the shor. Is it considered now? Do we see that the animal is considered to be a naghon? Do you need three separate days? Or three occasions is sufficient? And so on. I mean, who's to say that would be the same yardstick with which we should measure whether or not there is a plague? If it's 3 days in a row people are dying, or three in one day, then Al-Kapanamigamar says, who understands, according to Rabbi Meir, you would be able to be Madame, and would say that would also cause the din of the Mishnah to be implemented. Fine. Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So note, it's Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda, Rav Nachman, the son of Rav Chisda. So you've got someone who was a tzaddik, the son of a tzaddik, said to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, not to Rav Nachman bar Rav Yitzchak. So what Rav Nachman bar Rav Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Likumar Lisi Ligabon, meaning you, the master, should come Ligabon to us. Amalei Tanina. Rabbi Yisi Imer Loi Mekoymai Leisimar Leisigabon. Amar Tani. We learned Rabbi Yisi Imer Loi Mekoymai Shal Adam Mechabdei El Adam Mechabed Mekoymai. Let's just take a look at the Rashi first. I wanted to see the Rashi. Rashi says about 15 lines down. Leikum Amar Lahacha. The Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Avi Yosef Bein Gavri Delechashivi Kuli Hai. So I'm sorry. This is the reason why he said you should come to us. Why should you come to us? Because Rav Nachman Yitzchak was living in a place, Ben Gavri Delei Chashivi Kuli Hai. There weren't such chashva people there. The Ka'amar Lei Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda Leikamar Mehosam V'Leisi Leisiv Gaboy. Why don't you come and be with us? That's what he told Rav Nachman Yitzchak. So he said, he quoted a braise of Yitzchak, he said, Lo Yimakim Yishol Adam Mechabdei. It's not that the place is mechabed the person, el adam mechabed es mekaymei. Rashi says, loy mekaymei shel adam mechabdei vim eilech ve'eishiv sham ein hamakam mechadeni. It's not that if I come there, the place will give me covered. A person needs to be mechabed the place, meaning me coming to your place is not going to do anything for me as such. A person always needs to do whatever they can to make the place a good place. So yes, I'm not necessarily a place filled with Talmidei Chachamim, but it's always incumbent on the person to act to make the place into a Teretzika place.
Al
Al Mula Harahu, so long as the Shekhinah was there, it was also for the Tzayin and the Bakar to graze. Nostalgia Shekhinah, but once the Shekhinah left, Nostalgia Shekhinah Mimenu, Amritir Bim Shekha Yevo Yemi Al Bahar, once the sound of the Shefar, then they were allowed to ascend the mountain. So even though this was a place where the Shekhinah rested, but nevertheless, once it's gone, the place loses all of its Kedusha. So long as the Omid was spread, and so on, meaning the people who were Tmeim had to leave. Hoglulu aparechus, once they folded up and rolled up the parechus, hutru zavan and mitzrayim the kanasham, then that place was now permitted for zavan and mitzrayim. So Amar Lei, so then Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda said to him, Iyahachi, if so, the Bav says, Eikum ana, I will come the Eizel legabi mar, and I will come to you. So to which he responded, and he said, Amar Lei, Mutav Yavi mana ben pras, Eitzel mana ben mana. Al Yavi mana ben mana, Eitzel mana ben pras. Meaning, if it is a question of who's going to come to whom, it makes more sense that I should come to you as opposed to you coming to me, because after all, I am Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak and you are Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda, and therefore, insofar as you, your father was Chashev, it's more dignified. Derech Eretz dictates that I should therefore come to you as opposed to you coming to me. That's what he told him. Besura havas davarta. In Surah there was a dever, it was a plague, b'shivivuse, the Rav, in the neighborhood of Rav. So besura havi davarta, b'shivivuse, the Rav, lo yavi davarta. Yeah, so in Surah there was a dever, but in the Shavuos of the Rav, lo yavi debarta. In the neighborhood of Rav, there was not a dever. So savru minei, they thought to say, what does he do here in Gimel? Savru minei mishum schusei the Rav. Denafish, they thought it must be that the reason why there's no plague in the neighborhood of Rav is it's all in the merit of Rav. Rav is a big tzaddik. Is Chazulahu Bechalma, it was shown to them in a dream, as Chazulahu Bechalma, Rav, the Nafish Schusei Tuva, Homil Sezutralela Rav, meaning they were showed to these people that they thought it must be that the Schus of Rav is protecting his particular neighborhood, that this, if you look at Rashi, two lines down the white lines, Rav, and if there's going to be a nace, it would be insufficient just for Rav in his chos and his merit to merely save his townsfolk, his particular neighborhood only. So they showed him that nefishas chos etuva. Amel says zutchel leRav. Elamishemahu gavra deshoyel mara v'zvila lekvura. But rather, it was in the schus of this individual. He used to lend out shovels and various tools to people, and they could use them to go and bury their dead, and so on. A person who was a big baal tzedakah, and who was mevata with his money, who lived in the neighborhood of Rav, it was in that schus that the neighborhood of Rav was spared, but not because of Rav, because had it been because of this chus of Rav, then it would have had a more far-reaching effect. Bidrikeres havis delecta. In Drikeres, there was a fire. Ubishivusid ravuna layavi delecta. Sabamina bischusid ravuna. The nafish, once again, they thought it must be in the chus of ravuna, which is very great, that it protected that particular neighborhood. Ischazi lahu bechelma was shown to these people. It's been the schus of this woman that she heats up her tanur. The Bach says, Me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos, u'mishayla l'shigavusei, and she allows her neighbors to use the fire, and so on. It's in her merit. Amru le'erev Yehuda, asu Kamsi. So they said to Rav Yehuda, the Kamsi are coming. Now we know Kamsi is a type of locust. Rashi says, Arbe Shemechale Esetvua. So they said to Rav Yehuda, the locusts are coming. Gazer Tanisa. So Rav Yehuda said, we need to make a Tanis. Gazer Tanisa. Amrulei Loy Kamafsidin. But we don't necessarily see that they are being mafsid the tevua, that we need to make a tainus. So Amar lehu zavda aisu badayu. But like Rashi, 5 lines down, zavda aisu badayu bitmiya v'chit seida heviu imam. What, did the locusts bring with them sandwiches and a packed lunch? Shalei yafsidus a tevua, that you don't think that your tevua is in jeopardy. Of course you need to fast, because the natural default is that the kamts are going to go and they are going to be mechal everything. Omrulei l'Rav Yehuda, they said to Rav Yehuda, Ika musna b'chazirim. There is a plague amongst the chazirim. So gazatanisa, so he made a tainus. Neimak sava Rav Yehuda, makat mishulachas he. Is it because he held, Bach says, that it's a makah mishulachas b'min echad mishulachas b'chol haminim, and therefore to the extent that the plague is affected, the chazirim, so then it's going to affect human beings also? Says, Marlai, shayne chaziri d'damien mayayu l'bnei inshi. The difference is, chazirim are, their b'nei mayayim, their intestines are similar to us, and if there is a plague which affects them, and they're dying, and they have a similar digestive, anatomically their digestion is similar to us, then we ourselves need to worry about this also. And this is fascinating. This is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. There is a plague which affects the Chazirim, and then it is something which we need to be concerned about also. Amru Lei L'Shmuel, Ika Musna Bei Chuzoy. It said there is a plague by the Bei Chuzoy. Rashi says, Makam B'Malchus Bavo. So there's a plague by the Bechuzay. Gaza Tanis, Amalei Vaha Merchat. But it is far away. Amal Laka Ma'avra. Laka Ma'avra. Right? Is there no Ma'abar to go from there to here? And the Pasuk lay. And being that there is nothing which is stopping the plague from spreading. And so therefore, we need to be concerned. Anytime you have Shayaris Mitzuyas and you have a way that it can spread, as we know all too well from the current pandemic, once it's in one part of the world, it can spread very quickly, in which case we also need to be concerned about this. Okay, maybe we'll call it here. Hashem, pick it up tomorrow night.